Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House in Dallas, Texas. We've got a great study in store. We are in Ephesians 6 and verse 15 as we're looking at putting on the full armor of God. And verse 15 reads, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Kent, what this tells us is that we have to have the full armor of God on. Each piece, there's six pieces of the armor here. And this is saying that we need to be always ready with the gospel of Jesus Christ to share it however God opens doors, of opportunity. And so whenever a Roman soldier would go into battle, his boots were critically important to march across open fields into battle, to be able to climb mountains, to be able to hold your position, to be able to resist the advance of the enemy. The shoes, the boots were critically important, as you would think about it. And earlier, Paul has said, we got to stand firm. Well, you've got to have on the preparation of the gospel of peace in order to stand firm. Now, what this is saying is that when we became a Christian, when we became a believer in Jesus Christ, we put our faith in the gospel of Christ, and we were brought into this new relationship with God where we are at peace with God. Romans 5 verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And so it's through the gospel that we are no longer at enmity with God, but we are now at peace with God. Now, for the rest of our Christian life, we're involved in spiritual warfare. I mean, we live in a fallen world. We live in a world of spiritual darkness. And as we go, we are to be witnesses for God every place we go. And what this verse is saying, that we must constantly have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's actually a quote from Isaiah, Isaiah 52, verse 7. And back in Isaiah, it refers to really the herald who would have the good news. He would run, almost like the marathon runner. He would run to the next city and bring the message of the good news. He would go over hills and across fields and bring the message that a victory has been won in battle. Well, Paul pulls that text out, Isaiah 52, verse 7, and places it here. And what it says, Kent, is that you and I are to be like heralds. We have the good news of Jesus Christ, that a great victory has been won at the cross, and that Christ has died for our sins. He has secured forgiveness of sin and perfect righteousness for all who will believe it. And we are to be always ready to spread this message wherever God gives us opportunity. And so this is a critical part of spiritual warfare, that the enemies of the cross can become really believers in the cross as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, Kent, I know you're always witnessing for the Lord, and you're always inviting people to church, and you're telling people about Steadfast Hope and the Bible study that we do. And that's just a way of really spreading the gospel of peace. And so there's only one way for someone to have peace with God, and that's by putting their faith and their trust in this message of the gospel. And the gospel is all about Jesus Christ. His life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his readiness to save those who call upon his name. So this is a key piece in the full armor of God. And we need to always have our feet always prepared to stand, to advance into the world, to bring the message of the gospel of Christ to those who are in need. So, Ken, as always, we need to talk about this. I know you got something good.
Well, I was trying to think what as you said that reading Shod Your Feet with the Preparation of the Gospel of Peace. You said this is more of a evangelical witness.
Yeah.
Is part of it, and I'm not sure if it is, if we put it on like our boots, are we to constantly be going through the gospel ourselves of what Jesus has done for us? Is it internal and external, or are these putting on the boots for us to have it on the forefront of our mind to always be out wherever we are telling people?
Yeah.
Or is it both?
It's both. It's all both. Of the above. You just covered everything. Number one, internally, we need to be always deepening our understanding of the gospel. And it's a simple message, and yet throughout the whole Bible, there's a profundity about it. Reconciliation, redemption, propitiation, regeneration. There's so many different doctrines that are a part of the gospel. And so internally, we need to always be sharpening our sword, always learning the gospel even better, and being able to give an answer to people who ask us questions. So that's the first aspect. Then, as you just mentioned, the external or the outward aspect is the readiness, that we're not hesitant, that we're not bashful about it, but that we're always ready as God gives us opportunities to talk to someone about Christ and the gospel, that we seize the moment. We capture those opportunities. So it's both internal, always learning it. It's external, always advancing and being ready. This word preparation, Ken, I looked it up, and the word literally means readiness. And so that we're sitting on ready. There's not a hesitancy on our part to witness the gospel.
So every morning, obviously, I don't leave the house unless I put my shoes on.
Yeah.
Because I got to have that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be odd if I came in here without my shoes. So
yeah.
Is there something here that says this needs to be at the forefront of our minds always?
Yeah.
And if it's not, then maybe we're going out without our shoes on or with our boots on.
I think what it says, and I love your analogy there, is just how basic this is. I mean, how basic is it for you to put your shoes on to start the day? I mean, there are other things that you might forget. Of course, we need every piece on. But, I mean, how foundational is this to put your shoes on? And there's no way a Roman soldier can march across rocks and rugged terrain into battle and then be able to hold his position when there's pressure put on him, except he has his feet prepared.
So Steve, as you're talking about this, I'm just going to confess here that I feel like I probably go out without my boots on like I should sometimes. And I'm convicted. You know, my son, as you know, my number two son is really involved in evangelism, and
he's awesome. He's awesome.
Me, we were, as you know, in the real estate business. Talked to a man, we have a deal we're working with, and the man told him, and this is, I think, what you're saying, I'm saying this as application, he said, I'm dying. We have a deal under contract, he said, I'm dying. So we're doing a business deal. And the first thing out of Luke's mouth was, are you saved?
Wow.
And we never even met the man.
That's great.
And I'm not sure he had his boots on, right? Sure if I would have said that.
Yeah. And you know what? I probably would have at least waited till the second sentence or the third sentence.
Or at least met with him first.
Yeah.
But the man said, what are you talking about?
Well, you and I need to be like that more.
I think that's what this is, isn't it?
It really is.
It's having it out front.
That's a great example. I think we become distracted and absorbed in other things that crowd into our schedule, into our life. And the witnessing, it's almost like we're walking past people without the Lord in order, you know, to do something for the Lord. And it's like, no, you're missing out on golden opportunities here to talk to someone. So, I know a lady that every time she has a meal in a restaurant, I mean, she ask the server, I mean, do you know the Lord Jesus
yeah.
Christ? And
yeah.
and I'm sitting here, and yeah. there's others around the table, and it gets a little awkward,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And we're all just smiling, trying to,
right.
but she is like trying to take as many people to heaven with
yeah.
her
yeah.
as she possibly can. We need more holy boldness.
Yeah, we do.
In this. And what's interesting, Kent, is a few verses later, the Apostle Paul says, pray for me that boldness will be given to me.
Wow. That's it.
Even the Apostle Paul
wow.
had to pray, yeah. ask people to pray for him. Mm-hmm. That he would have boldness. So what does that say for you and me? Well, all the more so, we need to pray for ourselves and ask others to pray for us, that Lord, open up my mouth for you. I mean, it's been well said, too many Christians are like Arctic rivers frozen at the mouth. And we need to always be speaking the truth of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kent, this is a great study.
It is.
And it's kind of a wake-up call for both of us.
And the more we do it, I
yeah.
think the easier it is.
The easier it is. And to work it into the conversation, build bridges to people, and then carry the gospel yeah. across that bridge. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Steadfast Hope. This is great because it's God's Word, and it challenges us on how we should live and how we should conduct ourselves. And so I just pray that today's study in the Word, though it has been short, it's very potent, and it has something very important to say to your life. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. We'll see you in our next episode.